USA News. I'm Skip Kelly. Negotiations are underway to avert another three-day strike by 75,000 Kaiser Permanente workers across the nation. This healthcare worker participating is on the picket line.
We are tired. We've been struggling short-staffed.
The union warns of further strikes if next week's bargaining sessions do not yield results. Former President Trump's legal team is seeking a halt in his business fraud trial through a plea to a New York State appeals court. This move follows a series of rulings by a Manhattan Supreme Court judge overseeing the $250 million civil trial. These decisions paved the way for the liquidation of the Trump business empire. State Attorney General Letitia James is pursuing a lawsuit against Trump, his sons, the Trump Organization, and company officials, alleging they significantly inflated real estate values to gain tax benefits and secure better bank rates. President Biden is patting himself on the back after the recent jobs report revealing that the U.S. economy added 336,000 jobs in September, surpassing economists' projections.
We have the highest share of working-age Americans in the workforce in 20 years. It's no accident. It's Bidenomics. We're growing the economy from the middle out, the bottom up, not the top down. And inflation is coming down at the same time.
Biden emphasized that his administration has generated nearly 14 million jobs since he assumed office. The unemployment rate has consistently held below 4%. And Hunter Biden's attorneys have filed a request to dismiss the federal indictment on felony gun charges, contending that special counsel David Weiss was barred from issuing the indictment due to a prior agreement. In response, Weiss asserted that the agreement lacked an official court signature, rendering it ineffective. And the Biden administration is now looking to extend the wall along the southwest U.S.-Mexico border, waiving more than two dozen federal laws to continue construction. The decision revives efforts started by former President Donald Trump meant to slow the influx of migrants. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all-natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
The border conflict is affecting a college football game in Massachusetts.
A travel agent that's been managing bookings for families attending the Army-Navy game this weekend revealed that at least 70 rooms across three hotels were canceled, reportedly due to Massachusetts housing illegal immigrants in state hotels. The rooms near Gillette Stadium, where the game is held, were repurposed for refugees, causing inconvenience for attendees. Even Florida Governor Ron DeSantis labeled the situation a farce, saying he was concerned over prioritizing housing for illegal immigrants over American citizens, particularly veterans and service academy grads attending the patriotic event. I'm Corey Myers.
Saturday's Powerball jackpot is now a staggering $1.4 billion, the third largest in history. Since July, nobody has matched the winning numbers, leading to this unbelievable sum of money. A potential single winner could opt for a lump sum cash prize of $600 million. And Kevin McCarthy refutes recent reports suggesting his intention to resign from Congress. Earlier Friday, news outlets speculated that the California Republican was planning to step down following his removal as House Speaker. McCarthy clarified to reporters that these reports are absolutely untrue. National gas prices may drop to $3.25 by Halloween after a recent surge in oil prices followed by a sudden sharp decline. On Wednesday, oil prices plummeted nearly 6%. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.